So the response to DEC, I also noticed they apparently sent it out to the media because it was in the Set News and other places. Didn't seem like the media was an appropriate place to have this debate. But, I've been perfectly, as all scientists do, willing to state the limitations of any certain study or any certain data set. So I find it interesting that it's on me to identify the limitations of Hecla Mining's own data set, but I can certainly do that. So in general, they talk about how they're testing the water and the water meets the water quality standards. So then the ecosystem is protected. Well, water quality standards aren't the entire picture of the ecosystem. And again, like I said at the meeting the other night, the EPA defines an ecological community as including all populations of animals occupying a given area. The supplemental draft EIS states over and over again for every type of tissue they sample above, quote, "As discussed above, tissue concentrations are not useful predictors of adverse effects to aquatic communities, but they can provide information for determining long-term trends to the environment." So again, they're taking tissue samples of lower-level benthic worms, mussels, and they're extrapolating that the entire biological community in Hawk Inlet is being protected. Irreparable harm says they need to protect, the biological community in there. And they're again just not taking the data required to show that. And the statements within the EIS state that very clearly. Kind of don't know what else to say about it. I do realize that the contaminated area they talk about, the impaired water body from the 1989 spill. Because the objective of our study was to determine where the lead was coming from, whether it was man-made or natural sources, we didn't actually include that contaminated site because we know where that came from. It came from a spill of concentrate back in 1989. And DEC will tell you, rightfully so, that the concentrations of lead there are decreasing from that spill. It's attenuating, they say. Well, lead is an element just like gold. It cannot be created nor destroyed. So if it's decreasing in one area, it's just going somewhere else. It's no different than gold coming down a river at very low concentrations. And then due to the characteristics of the general area and some gravity, it reconcentrates itself into placer deposits, such as the deposits right above Haynes here, and then people can go in and mine it. When it comes down the river, it's very dilute, but it can reconcentrate itself. So that lead coming from the contaminated area, can reconcentrate itself somewhere else. They read the report and they came to their conclusions and they fell back on this idea that, because they're meeting water quality standards, designed for an effluent pipe, and that a single point of tissue analysis, even no matter how often it's repeated, is giving somehow information on the overall health of a very large and complex biological community.